Last night, President Bush added another idea to his emerging plan to overhaul Social Security. This one is aimed at fixing Social Security's long-term financial problems. The idea is called progressive indexing. It would cut promised benefits significantly for about 70% of future retirees. NPR's John Idstey reports.
The president's proposal would take a big step toward making Social Security solvent. It would fill about 70% of the system's funding gap over the next 75 years. But it would do so by cutting about $3 trillion in retiree benefits now promised under current law. Under the president's proposal, the only future retirees who would escape cuts would be the bottom 30% of wage earners.
I believe a reform system should protect those who depend on Social Security the most. So I propose a Social Security system in the future where benefits for low-income workers will grow faster than benefits for people who are better off.
David John, a fellow at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank, praised the president's proposal.
What this actually does is to bring Social Security's promises much closer to what it can actually pay. And it also focuses benefits on the people who need it the most. In a sense, what this is doing is taking a social insurance program and fixing it so that people who really need the benefits get them.
The president's proposal accomplishes its savings by changing the way benefits are calculated for the top 70% of workers. Currently, Social Security benefits rise with the growth in wages in the economy. Under the president's emerging plan, that will continue to be true for the bottom 30% of workers, those currently making under $20,000. But workers making more than $90,000 would have their initial benefit linked to price increases instead. Since prices rise more slowly than wages, the benefits for future workers would be significantly lower than those promised under current law. Benefits for middle-income workers would be subject to a mix of wage and price indexing. John Rother, policy director for the AARP, a big force in the Social Security debate, says they would face significant cuts in promised benefits.
For people who are, middle-class workers today, retiring in 30 to 40 years, they'd be looking at cuts in the order of 40%. So in our view, that's draconian. That's much more than is needed. And it's not going to do the job in terms of protecting people's economic security in the future.
Rother says the president is right to protect low-income workers, but argues there should be some revenue increases to reduce the cuts the president is proposing for middle-class workers. Some Republicans are unhappy about the president's proposal, too. Steve Moore is president of the Free Enterprise Fund, a conservative lobbying group.
The history of Social Security over the last 25 years has been every time Republicans talk about cutting benefits, they get stung politically. And so this is very perilous for President Bush to be talking about cutting people's Social Security benefits in the future.
Republican Charles Grassley of Iowa, chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, also responded coolly to the president's proposal in a prepared statement. Grassley is in charge of writing a bill for the Senate. An aide said the chairman was not ready to endorse the president's plan. John Idstey, NPR News, Washington.